Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. Cause I still got a lot of fight left in me.
Yeah, big day in Oxford. Ole Miss now ranked number 10 in the country as they defeat Kentucky 22-19 in what was in the end a defensive struggle. Big strip sack clinches it. What surprised you about that game, Jeffrey?
I think what surprised me was the fact that Ole Miss was able to control the line of scrimmage when they were on defense. Like, I didn't think Kentucky's offensive line was that good coming into the game. I was surprised, though, that they really weren't able to generate pretty much any of anything. Like, Chris Rodriguez is a very good running back. He earned all 72 of his yards. Like, that was about what they could get. And then, you know, I thought the biggest difference in the game was Ole Miss made very few, like, catastrophic mistakes. You know?
And Kentucky made loads of them.
All of them.
All of them, yes.
I mean, and to me, like, that's kind of the bigger picture for Ole Miss is the fact that you have a team that is so transfer-laden.
Isn't it amazing how different this team is than last year's team?
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're going to see with Lane Kiffin.
That you rebuild it on the fly depending on what's available?
Correct, because I think what Kiffin has identified is that when you're trying to recruit the elite high school guys against the big boys, you're probably not going to have much success. So you're better off trying to identify guys in the portal that you think will fit. And I think, yet again, he's done a pretty good job of rebuilding. Like, Jackson Dart's numbers were not... Like,
yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you make of Jackson Dart, and what do you make of Ole Miss now going forward?
So, Jackson Dart's numbers were not very impressive, but if you watched the game, I think you left impressed with him. He made a couple of young mistakes, and he maybe had a pick in the first half. He maybe should have had one or two more, but overall, like, I thought he played really well, because a big issue that they had on Saturday is their center was out, and so they were trying to play a guard at center. The snaps were really bad. It threw everything off, but he seemed to be more composed, and like, that to me was kind of the bigger deal. Is I thought he did a better job managing his team than I felt like Will Levis did with his team.
I'm sorry, you must be confused. Will Levis,
first round, excuse me,
is
future first round
overall pick.
Yes. I told you, I have not been here.
No, you were not. You said before this game began that you were not persuaded by Will Levis.
I understand what people like. He has a massive arm. He's a good athlete. And he seems to be like the ultimate guy you want to coach. You have to throw the football accurately. I haven't seen that from him.
All right, next. Well, we said earlier that when Alabama...
When they play Arkansas
and they dispatch them with no problem, that's when their great years are. when they struggle with Arkansas, that's when their only really good years are.
Yes.
Right? I'd say they dispatched them without much problem, and now you have a situation where, combined with Georgia's struggles against Missouri, Alabama leapfrogs Georgia and is back at number one. Discuss.
Well, the number one concern for me is, what's the deal with Bryce Young? Was that a situation where, okay, you don't want to risk it, and you felt pretty good that you had built a big enough lead, let's see if we can win this game with Milroe. It started to get dicey, but then they started to get more comfortable with what they could do with Milroe, and then they just blew him out of the water in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was a very impressive win. To win by that margin and win going away with your backup quarterback, especially the type of injury where it can just probably derail.
Sprained shoulder? What's the?
Sprained shoulder.
Sprained shoulder.
That was what he yelled at Jenny Dell coming off the field.
Sprained shoulder.
I mean, of course, now we got. A lot of people are saying it's not that big a deal. I just look at the initial reaction. When Bryce came off the field and threw his helmet, I don't know. I felt like that was more than just, oh, I'm banged up.
Well, I'm sure they'll be completely transparent this week, so we'll get the bottom of it.
They always like to talk about injuries.
Yeah. And so now you have a situation where Alabama is playing Texas A&M, the game that everyone circled this summer. No game day.
No game day at all.
No game day. We'll get to that.
It's only a 20-point line.
Thanks to A&M. Do you believe right now Georgia plays Alabama? Who's favorite? And do you feel bad for Missouri, by the way?
No, because in the end they tried to beat Georgia kicking a bunch of field goals.
They kicked 5 field goals.
Now, some of those field goals were bops. Like, I think if they played, it's probably, if it's in the SEC title game, it's probably Alabama by 3.
That's the line?
And that would be my guess.
And who would you be taking? Obviously,
you
wonder about Georgia and their offensive line. But assuming a healthy Bryce Young.
And you don't get rich betting against Saban.
Stetson Bennett was under pressure.
Stetson
Bennett. He was 25 for 44. But he didn't have a lot of time.
But to your point, it is nice that it took us a month to get right back to where we wanted to be. Stetson Bennett going to limit them again?
Well, this is, to me, what it indicates is like after, after Georgia crushed
Oregon
in the opener.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, why do we need to expand the playoffs? You know, we know who's great. We know everything. So we can just pick the 4 teams and have them play each other, right? And I'm not saying we don't know. It appears, honestly, like right now, we sort of do know Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Clemson, probably. Is that what you're thinking?
I mean, I think if they were to pick it today, I think Michigan.
Michigan?
Now,
yeah, but
we
know the looming Ohio State-Michigan games.
And Penn State, I think, is going to have something to say about that division as well.
So, but what you think you know, like what we thought we knew 3 weeks ago, was that Georgia was an unstoppable death machine.
They looked to be the best team, and it wasn't even close.
And now we don't know it. This is why, in the end, you let a whole bunch of teams in the playoff and let's figure it out. Like, we think we know what we think we know, but we don't actually know what we think we know.
Yeah, I mean, there's also like...
It's why they play the flipping games.
Yeah, and I think what we're seeing is even teams like Georgia, when they get banged up, even they have, like, it's not just keep it rolling. It just, you know, the Death Star is here. But, I mean, that's why we have a 12-game schedule.
All right, who's next?
Part of the reason why game day will not be.
Yeah, big reason that game day will not be. Mississippi State sent game day off to Kansas. 42-24 over A&M. They had a blocked field goal return for a touchdown, pick 6 for a touchdown.
They had a great scene, too, on Saturday.
What?
Like, that was a great scene, too, on Saturday.
It was a great scene on Saturday. And I don't know why. I just have a soft spot in my heart for State. Not for A&M, for State. And meanwhile, you got the Jimbo situation. Holy crap. Holy crap.
Also, we had another good, Alyssa Lang asked, asked Mike Leach about some wedding advice, and yet again, he delivered.
He said that you should elope.
We
got to consider it. First of all, you shouldn't have let the cat out of it. Keep it on the down low. You already blew that, you know. Your husband, he probably...
What's his name?
Trevor. His name is Trevor?
We'll keep an eye on him.
Trevor. The guy's name is Trevor, and he writes about sports.
Yeah, I think he works for Pro Football Focus.
Yes. He said if he has a brain in his head, he'll want to elope. It was an entertaining interview. State beats NM 42-24. There have been more firings, but Jimbo will not be one of them.
No, and I mean the bigger question.
He's just got to blow up his freaking offense.
I mean, that's the question, though. Is he going to do it? It's his offense. I don't know. I mean, he's also got to figure out quarterback. I mean, Max Johnson turns out to have been exactly like what Max Johnson was before it. And Hayes King came in relief after Max got hurt and started throwing the ball to the other team. Like,
never good.
Not great.
Who's next?
I think my favorite story of the weekend.
Oh, this is great. Have we ever played this?
We had it in the system.
Now, for those of you who may not be familiar, these are the strains of the Illinois fight song. Go Illinois, I believe it's called. Split those rails. Butcher those hogs.
Hire Bert back.
Brett Bielema.
They're not going to do it, but they should.
Goes into Wisconsin and gets his revenge. He didn't need revenge.
No, he left
on his own.
Yes.
34-10. And it was so, the beating was so bad that Paul Christ got fired.
Jeff, this is sack-adjusted rushing. So this is not Graham Mertz getting sacked and manipulating the numbers. 1.6 yards per carry. 31 yards.
I see sack adjust. So the Wisconsin 2 yards rushing number,
correct.
That's sacks.
Correct.
That includes sacks. Wisconsin, home of all those great running backs.
Yes.
Had 2 yards rushing, but that's sack. That's
correct.
Sack.
That's, yes.
Meanwhile, Chase Brown, on the other hand, for Illinois, the nation's leading rusher, had 129 yards. They out Wisconsin'd Wisconsin.
I can't believe Bert found himself a running back.
And so now Paul Christ gets canned with a big buyout, too.
$16 million.
Big buyout. In fact, I was reading last week, Paul Christ won't be going anywhere because he's got a $16 million buyout. Well, and so much for that. Jim Leonard, former Buffalo Bill.
Yes.
Gets the gig. He has been a very effective defensive coordinator at Wisconsin.
And extremely good.
And part of the reason they're making the change this early, Paul Christ was a very respectable 67-26.
Right. But
although lately.
Well, no. My favorite part of the weekend. So, Burt obviously beats Wisconsin and gets Paul Christ fired. Burt also finishes with one more win at Wisconsin. One game better than Paul Christ. That was why
no.
I loved it. Preserving his legacy and removing him.
But they wanted to give Jim Leonard a chance to win the job.
So that's my question. Was this move designed to give Jim Leonard a chance?
To clear the path for Jim Leonard.
Or was it because...
To prove the chance that he couldn't get it. To prove that he can't get it so they can go hire Lance Leopold, who's from Wisconsin.
Well, Nebraska, I'm sure, has their sights set on Leipold.
Right.
And when you have, you know, Lance Leipold built his... The first part of his career was at Wisconsin Whitewater. He was a GA.
Right. And then he
so weaved, are you trying to make sure that you have the opportunity to get him as well?
There's no question. That's shaping up to be an interesting one. Where does he go? It's too bad for Kansas that you can't just enjoy what you're doing. Also fired, by the way, Carl Durrell at Colorado. So now we got Nebraska, Colorado, Wisconsin, Arizona, all open.
State. Arizona State.
Arizona State, yeah.
Arizona, yeah.
Arizona State. And I expect Auburn to come open. Don't you?
Yes. It's a matter of when.
All right, and who's next?
Might as well celebrate them while we can, right?
Celebrate them while we can. I went to Kansas when Memphis played Kansas a few years ago. Beautiful town.
Lawrence.
Yeah. And hilly, actually. Nice hills there and nice view from the stadium. There was no one there. Memphis won. And Kansas.
Very different scene on Saturday.
Been very, very different. They stormed the field again.
Yes. Much more orderly this
in
time.
In a defensive struggle. Kansas, by the way, ranked now.
Yes. Should be.
Should absolutely be. Only at 19. They beat Iowa State in a hard-fought 14-11 game. And so now they get game day.
Yeah, I didn't know what to make. So I obviously had...
You had it the other way.
Iowa State in this game. And it was one of those games that Kansas played the role, I felt like, of Iowa State. Iowa State's like the team that plays really solid football, lets you beat yourself. And that was kind of what Kansas did. And Iowa State was just, they couldn't stop turning it over. They're missing kicks. Like, it was just kind of bizarre to watch Iowa State get Iowa State.
It was interesting to see Ole Miss win the way they did, yeah. To see Kansas win the way they did. Because Kansas is number 12 in scoring in the country.
Yes.
Before Leipold got there, they were 123.
And on top of that, they've been one of the best rushing attacks the entire year.
And they were
limited to only 111 yards, 112 yards.
And so now you get they get game day next week. So that's fun. Who are we going to blow up? Oh, again?
I don't make the rules.
At some point, when will we concede that they're just bad enough that it's no longer embarrassing? It is what it is.
It's one thing, though, to get beat. And yes, I know Dylan Gabriel went out, but if you're using that as the excuse, you are, like, completely ignoring
what the reality of what happened.
Correct.
TCU wins 55-24, averages against Oklahoma. This is TCU against Oklahoma, averages 8.9 yards per play with touchdown plays of 73, 67, 62, and 69
nice.
Yards. They had 630 yards of offense by the third quarter.
Yeah, they only finished with 668.
But they had, yes,
correct.
They had 630 in the third quarter. They didn't really have to keep lathering it up.
Correct.
There. So TCU absolutely hammering Oklahoma. And I would ask you this. Is Oklahoma going to regret, not when the checks cash, but Oklahoma fans who care about W's and L's and playoff appearances and all of that, even with the expanded playoff,
sure.
Are they going to regret going to the SEC?
I think that would be the fun aspect and the fun take. What we've seen, though, is most teams that switch leagues, they've whatever they were in the other league, they've wound up being in the new league. Like, Nebraska, I guess you could say...
Nebraska, no.
But, like...
They had started to fall.
Yeah, if you look at, like, where they were in the Big 12, like, at that point in time, that was where they were kind of heading. But, like, A&M has kind of been Mr. 8-4, and that's kind of what they've been at times in the SEC. Like, Rutgers was bad in the Big East. They've kind of...
How about Arkansas?
I mean, Arkansas, like, in the end, like... I feel like when you switch before 1992, like that's, you know, it was such a different day and age. But I mean, at the same time, Arkansas has had moments of competitiveness.
Yeah, they've had moments of competitiveness. They had glory days previously.
Yeah, but like so did everyone in the 60s. Like,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.